Okay, good morning, everyone. My name is Kelsey Baldwin. I'm an investment attorney at TMRS, a $40 billion public pension allocator in Austin. And I'm here to introduce the second panel of the morning, which, full disclosure, is also the second panel I have ever attended at this conference. So please bear with me. This panel will help us as deal lawyers to understand the complexities surrounding the acquisition and sale of AI and AI-powered companies. As moderator, we have Michael O'Brien, partner in Morrison Foerster's Global M&A Practice Group, sitting in San Francisco. He advises clients on domestic and international mergers, acquisitions, and other strategic transactions. He's chair of the ABA's M&A Committee and has helped to produce both the Model Tender Offer Agreement and the Model Public Company Merger Agreement. Next up, we have Sean Helms, partner at McDermott Will & Emery and co-head of their Technology Transactions Group. He focuses his practice on complex transactions involving technology and IP. He's also a founding member of McDermott's AI Cross-Practice Group. Next, we have Zach Padgett, a transactional partner in ORIC's Austin office. He advises tech companies and investors in equity transactions, co-leads his firm's energy tech team, and advises AI and legal tech startups leveraging AI to improve the way that we practice law. Finally, we have Jennifer Smith, partner in the Austin office of Latham & Watkins. She advises public and private clients on corporate transactions, including mergers and acquisitions. She also works with private equity firms, assisting them both with their transactional work, but also with other strategic issues over the life of their businesses. So welcome to Mike and the other panelists.
Great, thank you. As you said, we're going to talk here about how to acquire and sell AI companies. And I'm sure that everyone here has heard about AI and how it's going to change the world. It's going to change the lives of all of us and all of our children. But of course, what's really important is what is it going to do to M&A agreements and M&A practices? So we're going to try to focus on that just a little bit. And by that, it's not just, what's it going to do to us as legal practitioners and what do we do in our practices? How do we use AI to make it more efficient, make what we do more efficient and effective? And how do we respond to our clients when they ask us, how are you going to be more efficient and effective and earn those $1,000 and $2,500 deal, hours that you charge us that Wilson was talking about earlier this morning? But also, really, what are clients trying to get? What are our clients trying to get? What are the value propositions? What are the issues that are coming up? And because we're lawyers, what are the risks that people have to face when they're doing AI deals? So we're going to take a little bit of a look at that. And I think this is especially interesting for all of us as M&A lawyers, because we really need to figure out how overall deals get done. So not only do we have to look at the M&A process, but we have to look at all the tech and IP issues. We have to look at the national security issues. We have to look at the antitrust issues. We have to look at the new corporate forms and the new talent retention structures that are being put into place as people try to grapple with AI and what it's doing to the way that people do work. So we're going to try to do some of that. We're not going to be able to go into a lot of all of the substantive issues, because that would take days and weeks. But instead, we're going to try to look at try to give sort of a framework of how do you approach deals with companies that are immersed in AI, and how do you think about how they're going to move forward. And we're going to try to go through a couple of things here, talking about the risk, talking a little bit about what diligence might be involved, what reps and warranties. In contracts, we'll try to get to some of that. Of course, that's towards the end. As we're going through here, if you have questions, please feel free to raise questions. Everyone that's been working in AI for more than 2 or 3 years probably has about as much experience as most other people that are working in AI, because it really hasn't hit the forefront until fairly recently. We wanted to start, though, after assembling this prestigious panel with all the expertise and all the experience that we have up here. I thought we'd just do it the simple way and go back to ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT, what does AI think about the key legal issues in doing M&A deals and companies that are involved with AI? Now, I know there are probably some purists here who think that's a bad question, because AI by itself doesn't really think. And I know that, of course, that's what AI wants us all to believe, is that it doesn't really think. But when you ask an AI chatbot, what are the issues, you can see here that the issues that come up are kind of the issues that we think about in terms of a lot of transactions that we've seen in the past. You know, what are the intellectual property rights? What are the regulatory issues? What are the employment issues? The data privacy and security problems? Liability and indemnification, and then, of course, integration. How are you going to bring the company all back together? So it's got those same kinds of issues that we deal with in lots of other industries and lots of other practices.